Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
So what's the situation regarding calling UPL back?
Just now, we've got three goalies. Obviously, we're going to lay out a plan for the next three games and follow through with that.
Was there any thought on the team's mind or his mind to play another game, or he felt he was good?
Right now, not to play another one. Try to get a team practicing with us and be ready to go.
Is there any chance Serena be ready tomorrow, or would you rather get him some
practices? To be honest, he looks like next week. I think we can rule him out for tomorrow.
Jason Zucker is okay to go tonight?
It looks like he is, yeah. I had a conversation with him. He said, he's doing pretty good. The day off yesterday helped him. So I would anticipate him playing, yeah.
How's he looking for Greenway and time frame about when he's
in? Again, he's doing a lot better. He's getting good workouts in. I really don't have a time frame. Practice next week and just evaluate where he's at after we get a couple real good team practices in again.
Ending, it now comes under the heading of good problem?
Yes, it does. It is a good problem. We've got, a young guy that stepped in and played a good game for us. Lyons has played well. I think the question is, will UPL stay healthy? We can't answer that, and I think we gotta stay in a place where we're protecting ourselves.
How much does it help? The guys seem to understand three goalies and what it means and the process. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, obviously it's probably not a comfortable process. I mean, it's not comfortable for us. I don't think it's comfortable for them. I think we've got three guys that like being around each other, but I think every goalie wants to play. We got a young guy that stepped in. I think that's a little different scenario. UPL coming off of what he came off, wants to get back and get going. I think what I said, you get what plays in is he stepped in and was getting ready to go, and he kind of had a setback. What if we put him in and he has another setback? I think you've got to kind of run out every scenario and make sure that we back ourselves here. And it's a good problem to have. Frankly, I'll deal with that rather than not having a goalie.
How long do you think that process needs to play out where you get
we stay away from guessing how long we're going to do this. Just let's consider this a good problem to have right now and just go game by game.
Gertsen was in gray. Is he banged up?
No. We're using him on the penalty killing. We use him as a D, so he wasn't in one of our line colors today, that's all.
How strange is it going to be to play the Leafs without Mitch Marner?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I think he's one guy that you always were aware of when you're pre-scouting and some of the connection on the power play with him and Matthews and the 5-on-5 play. So I think You know, he's a good player. And, you know, I think there's always adjustment when a player like that goes out. I'd rather have him out.
Do you notice like a fundamentally different way that they play, or are they the same team just without a guy like that?
Oh, you know, I'm just be honest. 90% of my time in my video is focused on our team. We've got other coaches that focus on our pre-scout, but trying to get our team to a place where we're just real consistent, and we're getting closer to that. And so the focus there for me is not spend too much time on the other team, but spend time on in our players and what players are doing well and other players that, you know, in areas we need to improve.
How does it change, however, when you have one of these old school weekends where you see the same team twice? That doesn't happen much anymore.
No, I think you get, you know, you can get heated up inside those games. I mean, back-to-back games, and there's a lot going on. I mean, really, you look at it, we're playing tonight. You know, World Series is in Toronto. We're playing, they're playing. There's a lot going on. I think, you know, I saw the connection between the Leafs and the Blue Jays, and we have the Blue Jay connection with the Bisons down here, and there's just a lot of good stuff. And, I think it makes for a great weekend.
Early in October, I mean, you were a Buffalo Sabre. You played these Leaf games. You know what they're like. Do you like getting a back-to-back early in the season as a player against the Toronto Maple Leafs?
I think it gets the juices flowing. I think that, you know, you got a team right next door to you. You get to go head-to-head with, and, you know, if one team gets a little edge in some area, it's what can you do to be a little bit better, or what can you take advantage of? And you get to do it in a back-to-back night, which you don't get to do very often anymore.
Lindy, you talked about this team, you know, aiming, getting to a place where it's consistent, but what defines consistency for this team and this group of players?
Winning, number one. Managing the puck, probably number two. You know, we did a lot of good things, but I think a couple really big errors with managing the puck that gave up breakaways last game that, you know, just areas that you'd like to clean up. I didn't like our 5-on-6 play. We got a little scattered. We've been good with that. So, again, we focused on that. We focused even, you know, a drill this morning where we worked on it again a little bit. You know, consistent is being consistent in all those areas. And you're consistently looking at something and saying, boy, we got to improve a little bit on this. You know, I'll just reference the first 2-3 games. Our offensive numbers weren't very good. We weren't creating enough. We weren't getting enough chances. We're going to correlate into scoring enough goals. Since then, it's been a lot better. Defensively, we've talked about being a better team. I think the chances are going down. We want to continue to keep them down.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.